This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 389 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be jumping into how to use a blog as a creator with Tanya Larson. I'm super excited to have her on the podcast. She is actually has her doctorate as a clarinetist, and she is bringing a different standpoint to the idea of creatives being able to create not only a website, but to also have the blog content that goes along with it. As always, if you are not a member of Insiders as a podcast listener, you all get a discount of 40% off just for being podcast listeners. And inside Insiders, you're getting weekly live training done via Zoom, as well as a monthly group coaching call. All right, you guys, let's dive in. Hi, Tanya. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to talk to you about the conversation that we're going to have about how to use a blog as a creative. Before we actually jump into that, though, will you introduce yourself and your business? Tell us a little bit about your story, because I love your story.
Absolutely. And I have an interesting story. So I am a musician by trade. I have my doctorate in clarinet performance. And when I finished my doctorate and graduated, I started applying for university positions. There were 50 clarinet positions available in the United States. I applied for all of them, and I made it to the top two in two positions. I flew out for interviews, and in both instances, they took someone with experience as I had just graduated, which is totally fair. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little scrappy. So I built up a private music studio teaching private lessons. I'm like, I'll just do this for a year. It'll be fine. And I really did enjoy it. And then the next year, there were only 5 positions open in the entire United States. So I graduated right at the time as the university platform was kind of shifting how it did things. Once again, I made it to the top two and they went with the other candidate. So I was like, okay, something has to happen. So I started working really hard building up my music studio. The next year, I actually was offered a job, but it was a 1-year position, and it was all the way across the country. And I was like, I spent way too hard building this business to give it all up for something that's so uncertain. So I turned it down. I did finally land that university position, decided I didn't really like it, and stuck with my studio. And I live in an area where music teachers are actually allowed to go into the schools to teach music lessons. And we can pull students out of their band class to take a music lesson. And that works really well. But there came a time where the school decided they weren't sure if this was a good idea, having strangers coming to the schools, and they decided they might pull that program. And I panicked. I had built my entire career around using this program to fully fund a full-time salary. And I realized I can't keep all my eggs in one basket. I've got to do something else. Luckily, that program stuck around. I still work within it, and they just did some legal stuff. We all got background checked, that sort of thing. But I decided I needed to start doing something, and I knew I had a website and I knew I had a blog, and there should be a way I could make money with it. So I started learning about SEO. I took an SEO course. And of course, at the time, the SEO world were just men. So it's a bunch of bros telling me I gotta have a niche website if I ever wanna make money. So that's what I did. I started my coffee website and it started making money. And I was like, okay, so I have a second income stream now. There's got to be a way that I can take my website, my personal website, and use it. So I started tweaking things and I finally found the secret sauce to making it all work. And then that website started pulling in money. Enter COVID, school shut down. I was lucky. I was technologically inclined because of my websites and stuff. It was easy for me to transfer my private teaching over to online. So I was one of the few people who actually grew my business during COVID instead of taking a hit in the music world. And I still had extra time because I wasn't driving from school to school. So I started a third website, which is my gardening website. So as I started figuring all of this out, I'm like, okay, now I have three websites each that are going to be, two are an income stream and the third one will be an income stream because it takes time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I need to show people how to do that. So that kind of evolved into my courses and my membership and everything I do. And now I just preach, you need as many different streams of income as you can, because that way, if one of them goes away, it's just an inconvenience. It's not devastating.
Yes. I love your story, especially the fact that you were actually in person using your talents in order to make your income and then turned it into passive online income while using a blog to actually pull people towards you, grow an audience. So why would you say that a creative should start a blog?
Okay, so a blog is the best way to get your website found on Google. And obviously, as creatives, we're all over social media. I am too. I've got Instagram. I've got TikTok. I have a YouTube channel. But organic traffic is the holy grail because, you know, if you get sick, you can't post consistently and then people stop following you. Or if something happens and your Instagram gets hacked and you lose it, you've lost your entire audience. Same thing with YouTube. I have heard horror stories, but by starting a blog and slowly start building up organic traffic, because a blog and SEO is a long-term driver, you're going to start getting people in from Google. Those are people you did not have to go and engage with. You didn't have to go on Instagram and scroll through and find people and follow them and then DM them and constantly engage. They come to you naturally. They are also your warmest leads because those people who find you through Google, they are actively searching for an answer to a question or a solution to a problem, and they found you. And they are as warm as they will ever be when they find you. And that's why I think a blog is so essential. So many of us creatives have websites, and then we don't understand why nobody ever finds them. And the thing is, we don't have enough content on them for Google to fully understand them and be able to rank them.
I'm glad that you brought up the piece about social media. And I'm sure my listeners are smirking knowing what's coming and what I'm going to say, because I always tell them you cannot build your business on rented property, which is exactly what, of course, social media is. So I'm glad that you brought up the piece about a website versus a blog, because I'd love to know, when you think of that, what is the difference between a blog versus website?
Okay, so the website is the thing that houses your blog. The blog is a component of your website. So when you have your basic website set up, you have your About Me page. You have your landing page where everybody ends up. You have your sales pages. You have all of that set up. Then another set of pages you would have on there would be your blog. And you use that blog to talk about topics that are relevant to your website. And you can also take those blog posts about that topic and direct your readers to your product or service. So say you teach watercolor painting and you have all of these mini courses on how to watercolor paint, watercolor flowers, watercolor sailboats, whatever. People are actively looking. So for something like that, adding a video in is even better. So say you have a YouTube video on how to watercolor paint. Then you can take a blog post and outline what you're doing, everything you need for it, all the products, then embed your YouTube video into it directly. Now, Google has video. You're showing them how to do it. You then have all the tools they need. And then you could say, if you want to expand to learn how to paint more flowers, check out my micro course, you know, for $29. And then you can potentially make a sale that way. It's a strategic way to draw organic traffic to your website to generate conversions.
Yes. And the fact that you spoke about answering the problems that they have, right? Not simply making it something difficult to find watercolor boats, but maybe it's how do I combine the watercolors to make it look flowy or something along those lines. Again, clearly not a watercolor person.
I'm not either.
It's thinking about the problems that they would actually have, that they would be going to Google and asking. So getting into their heads and thinking about the content that you can create that's going to answer that problem. So you can direct them then to the other products and services that you offer, like you spoke about with your mini or micro course.
Exactly. And it could be bigger courses as well. I know that often throughout my blog post, I mention my membership. Anytime I am writing about getting your website found on Google, SEO, organic traffic, affiliate marketing, I mention my membership in there because that is something that I think a person reading that would find beneficial. Now, if I was a watercolor artist and I've written an article on SEO, I'm not going to link to my watercolor course because that doesn't make sense. And Google will get confused by that. But as long as it is a relevant topic to something that you're already doing, it helps Google better understand who you are and what you do. It also helps build up your authority in the eyes of Google. And that's going to help you rank higher. Google has put a huge emphasis on authority this last year, and they're really cracking down on the people who have no idea what they're talking about and really putting people who know. And that's helped creatives immensely because we have social proof of what we do.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
Yes. And for someone like yourself that has the background in music, that has the doctorate or even the master's or even a bachelor's in it, it helps to build that authority in your about section. Because like you talked about, my next question was going to be the benefits of a blog. So you already kind of touched on it with EAT, right? Like that's what everybody's talking about, that EEAT that Google is looking for. So for those listening, expertise, experience, authority, and trustworthiness. So that's one of the benefits of a blog. What would you say another benefit of a blog is?
Okay, so having like I said, it's a great driver for traffic to your site. So think about it as your blog paints a picture of what you do. So for example, I'll use my blog for example because I know what it is. So I am a musician. I am a blogger. And I'm a passive income and SEO specialist. So I have a number of things on my website about how musicians can get their websites found on Google. That's tapping into the musician side of it. I also have a number of things on SEO, like understanding SEO terminology, the basics of SEO, on-page SEO. So I have all these articles written around that. And if you don't know what SEO is, it stands for search engine optimization. And it's basically fancy letters for how to get your website found on Google. And it paints a picture for Google of what my website is about. So say you are a guitar teacher and you are selling guitar lessons, you want to teach guitar lessons, or you have a course for adults on how to learn how to play guitar, your blog might be the best guitar strings that don't break, or a budget-friendly guitar for beginners, or, you know, the best guitar repertoire for beginners, intermediate, and advanced students. Your blog paints a picture for Google about what you're about, and it helps you better understand your website. And then once it understands your website, it's going to then move it up in the search results so people find it when they're searching for something on Google.
Okay. Now, what would you say are the key elements of starting a blog as a creative that they need to have?
Okay. So first of all, you need to have obviously a website. You can't have a blog without a website. And ideally, not even ideally, it really needs to be on a self-hosted platform. Now, if you already have a website on Wix or Squarespace, that's totally fine. You can use that. I'm a big proponent of using WordPress as my delivery platform and self-hosting. I self-host with WPX. Now, WordPress also has a series, like a free blogging platform that you can use, or a blogging platform where you pay them so much money a month. Don't use that WordPress, because what you don't realize is when you click that little button of terms of service that nobody ever reads, let's face it, we scroll down. But if you read the fine print, that little button says WordPress owns all your content. You want to make sure that you own all the content on your website. You know, just as creatives, we want to own everything that we produce. Okay, so then next, you're going to think about all the questions anyone has ever asked you about what you do. Write those down. Then go to Google and type in each one of those questions and look at the people also ask section on Google. It's going to give you more questions. Write those down. You now have a big list of blog post topics you can start with. You can take it a step further by looking at those blog post topics and going, okay, this is about Instagram Reels, how to create Instagram Reels. Okay, go to Answer the Public and type in Instagram Reels. It's going to shoot out another big list of questions. And now you have a year's worth of blog post ideas that you can start writing.
Yes. And then from there, I would definitely also, of course, recommend doing that next step of keyword research, going to a tool like KeySearch or UberSuggest or Keywords Everywhere. We know there's lots of different options, but looking to see what the volume is so that you know that the string of words that you're using are the way that people are typing it in, and you can make sure that you find all of the pieces that need to go into that blog post so you can rank and see your competitors.
Yes, absolutely. And another way to know whether or not you can rank for a keyword, Moz has a great free keyword tool. It's a Chrome extension, MozDA. And literally you can put it in your Chrome extension and do a Google search, and it shows you the DA of every website. And DA stands for domain authority. And a rule of thumb is you should be able to rank along with anybody who is 30 points higher than you. So if you're just starting out and you have a DA of zero, then you can, if you see people in the 20s ranking, you have a chance of ranking as well. If you have a DA of 18, then add 30 to that number. So 58. So whatever it is, that shows you what you can rank for. And you can always tweak it.
And one of the things that I think that you have done a great job of mentioning, and I think it's one of the advantages that you actually have as a creative, for my bloggers that are listening, that start the side of the blog rather than thinking of the creative side, where they're going to go, what are the problems that are being asked, is that you have talked about already being very niche, right? Having that niched site so that people know what they are coming to you for is, I think, a definite piece of starting a blog and making sure that you are clear on that so that you're not throwing spaghetti against the wall looking to see what's going to fit and doing food and then doing a craft and then doing a parenting tip, but rather kind of streamlining what it is that you're going to be talking about so your people know what to expect your audience.
Well, and also it lets Google know what to expect, because like you said, the throwing spaghetti at the wall attitude. So maybe you do have some recipes and then some healthy organic cleaning tips and then your homeschooling advice. Well, Google looks at that and they're like, what is this about? I don't have any idea. Each of those are great topics, but that's three separate blogs right there. Now, once you have a high domain authority, like once you hit the 50s or 60s, then you have the ability to add other topics in. But to start out, you want to stay really niche down with your blog, because that's the fastest way to get Google to recognize it.
Yes, such a good recommendation. And I think something that a lot of people do struggle with, because they like to say, but I'm multi-passionate and I want to do all the things. And we understand that. But like you said, if you want to grow fast, you do have to niche down so that people understand what they are coming to you for. It's very confusing when they don't know whether they're going to get a craft or a recipe or a parenting tip.
Oh, absolutely. And I am multi-passionate. I do so many things. But hey, You can have more than one blog. Get one going and then take your passion. I love gardening. I have a garden blog. It is my pet project. I get out in my garden and I take pictures. I've been building new garden beds yesterday. So it is one of my passions and I am using it to monetize, but I established something else first. So don't give up on those ideas. I always say just pull out your journal or pin something on your bulletin board and call it your future idea parking lot. And then everything you want to do, just stick it in that future idea parking lot. So, you know, I want to do something about gardening too. Garden blog, future idea parking lot. I want to do something about homeschooling children because I am very passionate about that. Move that to your future idea parking lot and then just knock them out one at a time.
Yes. Such a good suggestion. So you actually have a 5 days to ranking on Google challenge that you normally sell, but you are offering it for free to my audience. Can you talk a little bit about what they can expect to learn from that challenge?
Oh, absolutely. So it's 5 days and I ran this challenge live originally and I now sell the replay of it and I'm offering it to you guys for free. And each day we tackle one specific element of getting your website to rank on Google. Each day comes with homework with a very actionable step to take. And then the next day builds on that. You can't do it out of order. But if you go through those 5 days, you will have done everything on your website you need to do to get it to start showing up in the Google search results. So it's going to be delivered through email. Super easy to follow along. Go at your own pace.
Perfect. We are going to link to that in the show notes so that you can make sure that you all jump into that. Tanya, where are the best places for people to connect with you?
Okay. So I'm very active over on Instagram. It's at dr.tanyalawson, Dr. Tanya Lawson. I'm also on YouTube, same handle over there. They can always go to my website or email me at tanya@tanyalawson.com.
Excellent. We will have those in the show notes as well. Tanya, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to speak with me and share your knowledge with my audience.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Of course. All right. Well, there you have it. I am super excited about this conversation that I had an opportunity to have with Tanya. If you haven't already grabbed her 5 days to ranking on Google challenge, make sure that you sign up for that. That is a paid product that she is offering to all of my listeners for free. As always, I appreciate you all so much for listening in. If you haven't already left a rating and review on your favorite podcasting app, I would have so appreciated if you took the time to do it. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.